is the 29th of November 2021, and the extent of the conspiracy to suppress the truth and to promote a deadly COVID jab is becoming clearer by the day. In February 2021, Pfizer and the FDA knew that the COVID-19 jab was going to kill or maim thousands of healthy people. They have the gall to call us conspiracy theorists, but what we've talked about is no theory. Everything the truth tellers and the resistance movement has said has been accurate. The governments, the advisors, the drug companies and the medical establishment are not conspiracy theorists, of course. They're conspiracy practitioners, and their evil plot to kill people to promote their great reset and to introduce the new normal is now so blatant that it's difficult to believe that the majority still believe the lies they're being told. This morning, Darren Smith, editor of the magnificent Light paper, the only honest newspaper in the UK, sent me what looks to me to be yet more serious evidence that both Pfizer and the FDA knew how many thousands were going to be killed by their vaccine. According to what I've seen, Pfizer prepared a report for the FDA dealing with the worldwide safety of what they call their vaccine until the 28th of February 2021. If you want to read the report for yourself, I'll put the details and the transcript of this video on my website within 24 hours. This information was kept secret and only released after a group of professionals in America used the Freedom of Information Act to obtain the information from the FDA. So far, just 91 pages have been released. There are around another 300,000 pages to be released, I'm told. In February 2021, Pfizer reported that after just weeks of jabbing, there were already 42,086 adverse reaction case reports, of which 25,379 had been medically confirmed. Most of these came from the US and the UK, but there were also reports from 61 other countries. Remember, it's believed that only 1% of adverse reactions are officially recorded. Of these patients, 1,223 had a fatal outcome, which, for those journalists and fact-checkers who like to hide from the truth, means death. And 11,361 people had not recovered from the adverse events they had suffered. There were 9,400 individuals for whom the outcome wasn't known. What were the adverse events? Well, you might as well just look up the index in the medical dictionary. There were respiratory problems, nervous system problems, eye problems, immune system problems, cardiac problems and vascular problems. There were 1,403 cardiovascular problems, 932 hematological problems, 70 liver-related problems, 449 cases of facial paralysis, 1,050 immune system problems, 275 stroke problems. At the bottom of the report there's an appendix, a list of adverse events of special interest. Just about every disease you can think of, with the possible exception of flat feet, is listed there. Pages and pages of it. There were spontaneous abortions, heart attacks, myocarditis, brain hemorrhage. They knew all this was happening. Every health minister and medical advisor in the world should have known of this. Oh, and there were 1,833 cases of anaphylactic reaction. There were 270 pregnant women reported, and of these, 23 had spontaneous abortions. There's a list of adverse events occurring among women who were breastfeeding their babies. Among those under 12 who'd already been jabbed, there were 24 serious problems recorded. None of this is a complete surprise, of course. In December 2020, I made a video listing the adverse events known to be associated with Pfizer's COVID-19 jab. The list included myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes and blood clots. None of these problems was a surprise. But what we have now is evidence. It now seems clear that Pfizer and the FDA in America were well aware that the jab they were promoting could eventually result in vast numbers of deaths and serious injuries. I can't begin to estimate the size of the future problems amongst the jabbed. We shouldn't be surprised by any of this. We're dealing with bad, bad people. This is an experiment, and way back 10 months ago, I made a video headlined, Doctors and Nurses Giving the COVID-19 Vaccine Will Be Tried as War Criminals, close quotes. I pointed out that doctors or nurses who didn't tell their patients all the potential problems would be guilty of a crime. Patients are entitled to know the risks of a medication. It's called informed consent, and this is especially true when they're taking part in an experiment, officially something which is being tested, which the COVID jabs are. Doctors are ignoring the age-old principle of ensuring that the benefit exceeds the risk. The information so far revealed is just a tiny part of the information still kept secret. It's estimated that all the documents the FDA used to approve the Pfizer jab won't be made public before 2076, over half a century away. All this information should be released and published immediately. Why should anyone be expected to trust Pfizer or the people pushing these jabs? The British Medical Journal has reported that a Pfizer subcontractor used when their jab was being tested is accused of falsifying data, hiring inadequately trained jabbers, unblinding patients, and failing to follow up on reported adverse reactions. The title of that paper is COVID-19 Researcher Blows the Whistle on Data Integrity Issues in Pfizer's Vaccine Trial. Meanwhile, the drug companies such as Pfizer are making a fortune. Pfizer, one of the world's most fined companies in history, expects its 2021 COVID jab sales to reach $36 billion, and in 2022 they're expecting $29 billion. Though they admit that they're hoping for much better than that, and they also expect the market for COVID-19 vaccines to be durable and to continue generating sales for years to come, close quotes. Pfizer, like other big drug companies, has a bad record for honesty. In the UK, Pfizer was fined £84.2 million for overcharging the NHS by 2,600%. And in the United States, Pfizer was hit with a $2.3 billion fine for mispromoting medicines, making false claims and paying kickbacks to doctors to prescribe their drugs. At the time, that was the largest healthcare fraud settlement in American history. The CEO of Pfizer is quoted as saying that people who spread misinformation about vaccines are criminals. For once, I agree with a drug company employee. He's right. The police should arrest all politicians, all medical advisers, thousands of doctors and journalists, the staff of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the entire staff of the BBC and all the so-called fact-checkers. Governments have deliberately and systematically created fear to terrify and manipulate and virtually force people to accept a jab that doesn't do what most people think it does. It doesn't stop people catching or spreading COVID-19. And now governments and advisers and journalists are demanding that the jabs be mandatory. When will people realise what's happening to them? I've been making videos about this assault, this coup, since March 2020, nearly 300 of them now, and I find it difficult to understand how people still can't understand exactly what's happening to them. The word genocide can no longer be considered hyperbole. Medical advisers everywhere must now comment on these Pfizer figures. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. And thanks to Brand New Tube and to Mohammed Butt. Please subscribe to my channel on Brand New Tube and spread my videos about on other platforms. Please don't forget to watch my Wednesday review every Wednesday on BNT at 7 p.m. UK time. For the record, there are no ads, no sponsors, and no requests for funds on any of my videos or websites. Don't forget to watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing video, readthelightpaper.co.uk, and visit my own website, vernoncolman.org, where there are videos, articles, and free books. Finally, though it may feel like it at times, please remember that you are not alone. More and more people are waking up. And once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. If we're going to win this war, then we have to fight with passion, with determination, and with the truth. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.